A presidential candidate in Ecuador known for speaking out against corruption has been shot and killed in the South American country's capital. Witness video captured the slaying of 59-year-old Fernando Villavicencio as he was leaving a political rally in the capital, Quito, with multiple shots fired into a vehicle he was entering. Throngs of security surrounded the hospital where Villavicencio was pronounced dead. Soon after, authorities said the gunman also died from his injuries. Ecuador's president says he believes organized crime is behind the assassination, a thought echoed by the candidate's friend who spoke with reporters.
Las mafias sabían.
Villavicencio, an anti-corruption candidate, was one of eight in the August 20th presidential vote, although he was not the front runner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.